This week, a Warminster family lost their beloved pet after the canine was spooked by fireworks, escaped a fenced property, was hit by a car and later succumbed to his injuries. On Sunday, Kristen van den Heuvel and Jeff Wilson were taking the final dip in their pool for the season when they heard loud cracks of fireworks vibrate through the air. Their 11-year-old Pekingese cross, Grizzly, was spooked, darted from the pool area and, in a frightened panic, escaped both fences that surrounded the property. He has never run from home before as he loved his family so much, said Kendra van den Heuvel, who is Kristen's sister. My sister and her husband searched for all hours of the night to no avail. They opened all their doors praying he'd come home. They didn't sleep a wink and went right back at the crack of dawn, she explained. After reaching out via social media, Kristen and Jeff received a phone call from a local farmer who had located Grizzly. However, he was in a bad state of distress. My sister and her husband rushed him to O'Sullivan Animal Hospital in Barrie, where it was established our sweet little man had been hit by a car. They pleaded and begged for them to fix him, whatever it takes, they cried. But, unfortunately, his injuries were very severe, and it would take hours of surgeries that can't be performed on a little guy who had a heart murmur, van den Heuvel explained. On Monday night, Grizzly passed away. Kristen and Jeff had to go tell their three precious girls that Grizz wasn't coming home. My niece cried so hard she was gagging. I've never seen so much pain in my sister's eyes, van den Heuvel said. Grizzly was the most loyal, loving, patient guy. He went through three babies pulling his tail, and he would just kiss them. He loved his girls so much. While van den Heuvel and her family are grieving, they can't help but feel anger toward whoever shot off the fireworks in their neighborhood. Grizzly made it 12.6 kilometers from his home in complete fear. This little being who has given us so much love, laid soaking wet, freezing cold with injuries. He didn't deserve this, he was missing for over 17 hours, she explained. How long did he lay there hurt, scared and alone? All for someone to enjoy 5 minutes of fireworks? This is not fair. In memory of Grizzly, van den Heuvel has started a petition to ban fireworks in residential areas. If I can spread awareness and save a few puppies, then he won't have died for nothing, she said. So far, van den Heuvel's petition has garnered more than 150 signatures. I've had tons of messages and comments, not just from dog owners but horse owners, peafowl breeders, and so many mothers of young children, she said. Van den Heuvel is hopeful that her petition will at least allow for some change, and maybe even allow for firework users and pet owners to work together. This could allow for owners of scared fur and feather babies to join along with people who may want to light some fireworks off, she explained. As a courtesy, they could post the date, area and time they will be doing so, and the others could get notifications so they can properly secure their fur and feather babies, she explained. If we spread this kind of awareness, no one loses. If this existed, maybe Grizzly would still be here. While Barrie has moved to limit fireworks within the city, the township of Oromadont has not considered such a move, says Jenny Leggett, the township's communications and public relations officer. She says the township receives minimal complaints regarding fireworks. Additionally, with the exception of Victoria Day, Canada Day, New Year's Eve, and New Year's Day, the township's fireworks bylaw requires individuals to obtain a permit prior to setting fireworks off, she said. Fireworks are not permitted in Orillia, says Jennifer Ruff, the city's director of business development and communications. She said the discharging of fireworks is regulated by Chapter 938 of the City of Orillia's Municipal Code. Ruff says this regulation prohibits at all times the detonation of any fireworks within a residential area or quiet zone, or from a location where the sound will travel to these areas. The City of Orillia would like to remind residents that igniting fireworks in Orillia is prohibited under the city's noise bylaw. Please be respectful of your neighbors and other residents, she said.